here's a story from The World.
Fighting is continuing for the fifth straight day in a part of the world that straddles Europe and Central Asia. Heavy shelling between forces from Armenia and Azerbaijan. Dozens of casualties have been reported since Sunday. The two sides are basically fighting over land, a disputed region in the Caucasus called Nagorno-Karabakh. The major powers in the area, Turkey and Russia, are also getting involved. To help make sense of all this, we're joined now by Simon Sarajian. He's the director of the Russia Matters Project at the Harvard Kennedy School. You were born, I understand, in the Nagorno-Karabakh region, Simon. I think there are a lot of people, including myself, that don't know much about the area. So can you start by describing it for us?
I was born in the village of Haiparis, which used to be part of the Gulistan Principality of Karabakh, but was carved out and given to Azeri Soviet Republic when the Soviet Union was established. It's a beautiful area. Some call it the Switzerland of Caucasus, rolling hills, mountains, alpine meadows, fast streams, breathtaking. My heart is always there.
So since Sunday, Simon, we've seen an outburst of violence in Nagorno-Karabakh. What are the two sides fighting over, and why this most recent outburst?
They're fighting over what they view as the most precious thing in the world, the land. I'd say it's the worst fighting since the ceasefire, and it has the greatest potential to become a regional war because of involvement of Turkey, not just diplomatic or material support, but according to the Armenian side, and according to international agencies that quote rebels from Syria who go and fight now against Armenia. So at this time, I only see a path towards further hostilities until external powers with leverage, real leverage, intervene and convince both sides that it's time to lay down arms and negotiate.
What are the alliances that you're seeing at play with the Nagorno-Karabakh violence, and what's at stake for all of them?
The strongest material presence on the ground that is actually involved in combat is the Turkish-Azeri alliance. Two nations that describe themselves as one nation, two states. For the first time, we see a foreign power send fighters to the neighborhood, which Russia has explicitly called a zone of its privileged interests. Okay? So that's unprecedented.
That sounds, that Turkish-Azeri alliance, it sounds really strong. Is it essentially unassailable? And what is Turkey's intent in getting involved in this conflict?
Turkey's intent is to attain defeat of the Armenian forces so that Azeri would expand control of land and through that expand its influence in the South Caucasus, a region for influence in which it used to compete fiercely with Russia and Iran.
Is there a formula, Simon, do you think, that could lead to another ceasefire? What are you hearing from Western countries?
I'm not privy to discussions among Western diplomats or any diplomats. From what I see, the today's statement by members of the Minsk group is a welcome sign. If they back that statement, calls for peace, with signaling that those who refuse to heed the call would be facing real consequences in terms of sanctions, I think that could help to discontinue the fighting. Vis-a-vis the two players, Russia has by far the strongest leverage. So Russia single-handedly could bring the two countries to discontinue hostilities as it has done before. Okay, but ceasefire is achievable, I think.
Who makes up the Minsk group?
Russia, France, U.S.
You said you are not privy to any diplomatic conversations, but do you see energy behind the Minsk group that could lead to a ceasefire?
Minsk group has done its share of work trying to bring the two countries together. But the thing is, the positions have become irreconcilable. On the Armenian side, there's no way Armenia would agree to Karabakh returning to Azerbaijan, returning, quote, unquote, returning. On the Azeri side, there's no way they can see any solution in which Karabakh is not made part of Azerbaijan. So until their positions on that change, there's not going to be peace, no matter what the Minsk group is, what other formats are used. It's just not going to work.
As you told us earlier, Simon, you were born in Nagorno-Karabakh. So for you personally, how has this conflict weighed on you and your family and the prospect that it's going to be hard to end it?
Well, it's weighing heavily. I feel for people there. I lost my village to a combined operation of then Soviet interior troops and Azeri police. Okay, so my village is no more. But all the peaceful people living in Karabakh, I feel for them, and I hope this hostilities end, and neither civilians on neither side suffer anymore. But that's just my hope. The reality is unfortunately different.
Simon Sarajan is the director of the Russia Matters Project at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. Simon, thank you for taking the time today to explain this to us.
Thank you.